With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
He has a very unique way of snapping the ball.
It's a very nice way of saying every quarterback that I've ever played with hates how I snap the ball.
Hey,
is it getting to you quick?
Fast. It's up on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all over, welcome back to New Heights, a Jukes original show presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment. This is a show that is putting together an MVP-like season.
Most valuable podcast.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one right there. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelsey. This is my big brother, Jason Kelsey. Subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and always follow on social media at New Heights Show. We got new episodes coming to you every single Wednesday, but this episode is special. Jason, you want to tell them why it's special?
Yeah, well, we're sitting here in the Philadelphia Eagles training facility because we're going to have our first ever sit-down guest. We are pleased to interview this week quarterback number one and my number one teammate, Mr. Jalen Hurts.
You're going to have a lot of teammates to just talk about on that. But yeah, it's not a bad number one teammate to have. Great guy, man.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, how does it feel to be in a different team's training facilities, the Philadelphia Eagles?
I'm not going to lie, man. I feel like I'm a spy right now.
Did you tell the Chiefs you were coming here?
No, I didn't.
They didn't give you any secret cameras to take pictures
not
of our plays?
I feel like I'm a master of disguise now.
A little James Bond action.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Are you James Bond or Inspector Gadget? Or
James Bond was way more of a flanker.
Was he? You've never been here, though.
Been here once.
That's right.
Got interviewed by Chip Kelly.
Kelly interviewed 2013 me. Coming out.
Yeah, I got interviewed by Coach Chip Kelly and
Ted Williams,
as well as
Justin Peel.
Obviously, I botched that. I don't know what I did.
Or Zach Ertz just nailed it. Way to go, Ertzy.
Which means I botched it. But it's cool, man. It's cool. And to be honest, being here, kind of weird. It's a weird feeling.
Why?
It's just enemy territory, man. Just I feel like I'm on the other side of the fence.
Is there anybody
and
here?
And trying to be friendly with everyone. Like I dapped up a few people in the hallway that I knew. And
Who'd you dap up?
Big
Who do you know?
Dom.
Big Dom. Dom knows you and Big Dom did connect.
I felt guilty.
Dom has always loved
cool
you.
I've been with Dom because it's just like, man, he's the best, man.
Yeah, he's
can't beat him.
Best person in the building.
Yeah. And to be that cool with Dom and to not play here kind of feels weird, but he's the man.
Would you agree in my opinion that the Eagles cafeteria might be the best cafeteria in the NFL?
Tell you what, you guys got some good pizza. Yes, got some good pizza.
There's some other good stuff up there, too.
Cold brew wasn't as cold as I thought it was going to be, but it's 2:00 in the afternoon.
There's an ice machine. You can put ice in it.
Oh. Or they could just put ice in it and keep it chilled.
Well, then it waters it down.
I don't know how coffee shops do it, but it was way colder at a coffee shop than it was in there.
Because they put ice in it.
That shout out to all the cafeteria workers. I still enjoyed the coffee. Thank you.
So how do you... How do you think our first interview went? How do you think our interview went with Mr. Hurts?
I think it's going to keep us at number one, man. It's going to keep us at the top of the charts. That guy that we just interviewed was one of the most interesting human beings. And to hear his motivation in life, how he attacks, you know, being a professional football at that, the number one position in professional football, you could tell that guy, he lives, breathes, eats, sleeps football, and cares about the outcome of every single game that he has, man. And it's you could tell why he's such a good teammate, man, why everybody loves him.
No doubt. Every question he answers, there's like a thought process behind it. He's not just going to spew anything.
Smart dude, man.
Dude, yeah, he's dialed in.
Yeah. What about you, Jason? Would you get away from it?
I really enjoyed it. I think there's things that we talked about in that podcast where I've been Jalen's teammate for like 3 years now. And, you know, you learn something new about your teammate, right? Mm-hmm. You connect with them a little bit more. And, you know, I think that it's awesome. I hope that we keep interviewing teammates, to be honest with you.
Cool trend for me. You know, I'm in.
We'll get to a Chiefs player maybe one day.
If I ever have the courage to ask anyone.
You just don't have any friends, I guess. Just FYI, you know, we taped this during Travis's bye week, which is why he was able to come out here.
Thank you for telling everybody that. I'm not just skipping school here.
In case anything's a little bit dated, you know, this was because that happened about 2 weeks ago. Alrighty. Here is our conversation with Jalen Hurts.
Enjoy.
It is my pleasure to welcome our first guest, starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, number one, talented number one, who squats as much as me and has the game day fits to match my brother Travis.
That boyfriend.
The ever talented Mr. Jalen Hurts.
What's up, baby?
Jalen, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, man.
Got the man, the myth, the legend in the building, dog. And this is not an interview. I don't think we're professional enough to even conduct an interview. Yeah. So this is just banter between us, having a fun time.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, I gotta ask you one thing. It's what everybody wants to know, man. Fourth quarter, game is on the line. Third down, you throw a slant to Skinny Batman. He catches it, comes up short.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking over at Sirianni. Sirianni's looking at the radio guy. Something's wrong with the radio. You don't know what's going on with the radio. He's looking at you. You got it, Jalen. You got it. No timeouts.
What's the down the distance?
Fourth and one.
Fourth and one?
What are you dialing up?
92% of the time.
Let's go!
92% of the time.
92%.
No, that's a real number. But,
no, probably not. But
you're right. It's looking like 100% every single time you guys are running. So.
Now you gotta.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
We do a really good job of doing that for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you guys got the horses up front, man.
We got some dudes up front.
You got some guys up front.
We got horses up front. We got horses in the back.
Pushing and pulling everywhere, man.
You already know. Let's get to this guy, man. What were your first impressions of Jason Kelce when you just started becoming an Eagle?
Yeah, so when I became an Eagle.
This is my favorite part.
He had the hair. He had all the vibes going. You know, I heard all the great things about Jason. And I got to see it firsthand, you know what I'm saying? I think seeing him from the side, watching him play, watching him lead, how he handled himself, I was like, okay. But then I saw how he embraced me, you know what I'm saying? Because he come up, I'm doing the scout team my first year, you know, learning as a young quarterback. And he's like number one hype man on the field, like at practice. And he's snapping me the balls, you know, doing whatever. And he's, you know, like
the oldest guy in the room.
Yeah, the oldest guy in the room, but he like had the best energy, you know what I'm saying?
Got to bring the juice, baby.
He had the best energy. You know, so then I got the opportunity to play with him, and I don't know, he crazy, he different, he a different dude.
What did you think when he came into the building with blonde hair?
I didn't really know what that was about, to be honest. I didn't know what that was about. It was with you and Zach Ertz, right?
It was a bet with me and Zach Ertz. Ertz, he was upset that they hadn't traded him yet. And I don't know why. I was like, oh, if you're still on the roster week one, I'll dye my hair blonde to match yours. Because he had just dyed his. Because I thought for sure they were going to trade him.
Yeah.
Turns out he was still there. So I ended up having to
bleach my hair. What does it take to get it back? Or is that just some old? Because I asked him the other day. I asked him maybe like a week ago or so. I was like, do you miss your hair? He was like,
Yeah, whenever it's short, I want it to be long. Whenever it's long, pretty much I just hate the way I look.
Yeah.
So I want it to be either long or short.
You should get you a Minshew mustache then. How about that?
My dad actually had a Fu Manchu. Oh,
for real?
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, your second year in the league, you had a pretty good handlebar going.
Oh, the handlebar. Yeah.
That was aggressive.
Oh, no.
You probably shouldn't bring that one back. That was like a walrus, man.
I can't do it.
That was every time you eat, that thing's getting in your...
I'm probably not getting away from the beard anytime soon.
I ain't got to y'all point yet. I've kind of
It's still growing in?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's been times like I be shaving, trying to get it to grow. I'm not ready yet.
It's not ready?
It's not time. I can't force it.
How's the longest you've ever been without like shaving it?
Like I have, like on the side, I have just like little, it's just not there yet.
I'm telling but, you, you got to give it a solid like 2 months to really see if it's there.
I mean, I did for fall camp, but okay. It was kind of like, it wasn't there. It wasn't enough.
It's not there. It's not there.
Meet the standard.
So
he's going to make fun of me right here.
What? Uh-oh. What do you mean?
How you know it's coming?
You made fun of yourself by doing this shit. Don't put it on me. Jason had a bad snap and gave you a forced fumble, man. He put it all on you last week, dog. First of all, have you ever had that happen?
Put it all on you.
Have you ever had that happen where you're in shotgun and a center thinks you're under center?
No, that wasn't what happened.
I don't think that's what happened.
Not last week.
We're on the same side.
Oh shit! Oh, all right.
But I
snapped it when he wasn't calling for the ball.
I wasn't ready.
I knew he was in shotgun. Same thing. You were in shotgun. Yeah.
But
snapped it early.
So he has a very unique way of snapping the ball.
It's a very nice way of saying every quarterback that I've ever played with hates how I snap the ball.
Hey.
Is it getting to you quick?
Fast. It's up on you.
Hey, you know, Nolan Ryan, the center right here.
People always ask me, why is your stance so low? I'm like, I got to be in an athletic position. Day one sports to catch the ball when it's coming, you know. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, because I remember my rookie year when I came in, like I come in, I have a couple plays here and out throughout mm-hmm. the game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a couple, like I literally had like, maybe a handful. It's like I go in there and fumble the snap because I just wasn't ready, like I wasn't in the position. You know what I'm saying?
Some of them were bad snaps.
but yeah, I ain't tripping about it. He do his thing. You know what I'm saying? He do his thing. I ain't tripping.
I mean, really, I snap it fast. And I snap it fast because I want my hand back. Yeah, that's about it. I got stuff to do.
You gotta use these. It's not 1940 where you can't use those hands. You can actually put them on somebody.
Yeah, like you know, my advantage of like my skill set is quickness, right? So mm-hmm. I want to get up on the guy quick. I want to be able to get into proper leverage because I'm not gonna out muscle nobody. So just snap fast.
I have no complaint.
Well, the plus side is you got more time to make a decision if it's in the right spot.
Well, I try and put myself like if I have to squat a little lower to catch it, I ain't tripping about it. He always asks me like, how was that snap? Mm-hmm. Or if there's like an MA in the backfield or something like that, he's mm-hmm. like kind of like, I know he's thinking about if he snapped it good or not. I'm like, hey, you good, baby?
Might have been me.
Yeah. He knows him. I'll be looking at him right away.
Trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah. Well, first of all, everybody knows you're a squat machine.
This guy's a workout warrior, man.
They just don't let that one go.
No, they don't. But
I mean, it's unheard of. I don't know if you knew this. Not every quarterback squat like that.
It happened accidentally, to be honest.
Accidentally?
Yeah, like just finding out that I was strong like that.
But there's like videos on.
I know, but I'm just saying like the whole, you know, lifting in college, like I'd do that just to see if I could do it, hype up my teammates.
Yeah.
But in high school, my dad made my brother proud of. When I say I learned everything from my brother and I watched him, he went through the coach's kid cycle first.
Sure.
My brother had the power lift. Mm-hmm. Now he did it, ran track, played baseball, but I mean he wasn't winning the meets. So he just did it to get strong.
Sure.
That's why dad put us in there. Coach, dad, whatever.
Coach, dad.
So, yeah, do you call your dad coach? Somebody said that. No,
I don't.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Now, we'd be on, coach, dad. That's another convo. But
okay, that's fine.
Let's say that right after.
All right.
But yeah, so my pops put me in powerlifting. He said, you know you're going to have to powerlift. That's how he talked. He talked just like me. You know you're going to have to powerlift.
Hey, all right.
Say, all right, well, all right. So I had track meets. I run track meets.
Yeah.
I threw the shot put too. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Threw the shot put.
State like, champion?
Like went to region. I went to regionals.
For
I don't remember the numbers.
So you were running and throwing shot put.
Yeah.
I don't know.
4x4, 2x4.
How many? There ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
You either do but that's one why,
that's
or
why,
the other.
That's why I did it though, for real. But yeah, so my dad made me power lift because my brother did it. Well, everything your brother's going to do, you're going to do.
Right.
Nice.
So I ended up doing it and got to one of the meets and like 405 was on the bar. And it's kind of like I just, like I always had strength as a kid, but it's like it came out of nowhere. So at this meet, I had 405 on. I got the suit on, long hair going. Wrapped my knees up. Pops wraps my knees up like right after. And he, you know, his thing was compete. You know what I'm saying? So he screamed, compete. Mm-hmm. So I get under there. I'm like.
Are you an aggressive weightlifter? Sure. Like Jason? At least in college, I don't know how he does it now. He used to stand in front of the bar, bang the bar on his chest, like slap his face 10 times, scream at the top of his lungs, and then get under the rack and do this like shuffle with his feet. Getting excited. And then when he did it, he would take this big.
You gotta do a little Valsalva maneuver on the
risking flexing out every single time.
No,
probably played the you never flexed out.
So I never got to that point.
Yeah, me neither. But he's making this up.
I can believe it. I can believe it. But I never got to that point though. Like when I start putting more weight on, it's like okay. So, but I put the 405 on that day, and I'm like, I literally go to my pop, I'm like, Daddy,
you can throw some more on there.
I'm kind of easy. Like, I'm like, what? I say, what's in these wraps?
What's the state record, Dad?
So, end up doing that, and you have maybe like 4 to 5 meets throughout the year. I'm doing baseball, track during all this. Mm-hmm. So, this was just kind of a side thing. So, I'd probably live one time during the week just to try and see what it was. Mm-hmm. But we just ended up getting to the point, like, it was, I think I did it my sophomore year and my junior year. That's when I did it. It was like 500 was on the bar. I'm like, well, 500, that's a lot. I'm like 16. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That was a hell of a lot of money.
15 and 16, and it was just crazy. We just kind of realized, like, I can do that. So when you're talking about that screaming and stuff, so that didn't come until, like, I was really like, okay, I was testing like limits of doing it, because to be honest, the only reason why I did it because my pops made me do it, but then I kind of embraced it and I was like, well, I know ain't other quarterbacks, you know, in the country doing what I'm doing right now, and you know, so I embraced it on that side. And
I'll tell you what, I was watching the Minnesota game live,
yeah,
and the touchdown runs that you did have, you were running through shit. I'm just saying, man. Yeah.
You ain't squatting that much though now.
Nah,
you could.
I could. I don't do that. I don't.
Just is not.
He's still competing though.
Yeah, he's got the base level strength. Now we're Recently, we smiled at each other. I'm telling you, that guy's like, we're going on the like, there's something about squatting and the racks that we have face each other, and for some reason, as an awkward situation. I don't like squatting. It's looking funny at another person while you're both going down.
I can't lift any weights.
So he was squatting.
It doesn't matter what it is.
He was squatting the other day, and you know, I like to fuck with him a little bit. I like to fuck with Jordan too. Sometimes, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'll be looking to the right. I'll be like. So I'm like, kind of the same shit on the bar. What's up? I'd be like, what's up?
You guys protecting me or I'm protecting you? What's going on here?
It'd just be funny, but I feel like I have to get a good squat throughout the week just to, you know.
Keep everything engaged,
reflush, yeah, like flush out and get ready for the week.
Just mentally, just like feeling like.
No, I can do it too, yeah. Yeah, a little work.
100%.
Well, we'll get back to Jalen in 1 second, but last piece of new news. Trav, it's officially November, and do you know what that means?
Way ahead of you on this one, big bro. It's National Veterans and Military Families Month, which is why our sponsor DraftKings and the Pat Tillman Foundation have partnered together to give you an easy and fun way to make an impact.
All you have to do is sign up on DraftKings using our promo code NEWHEIGHTS. Enter the Pat Tillman free-to-play pool throughout November, and DraftKings will donate $1 for every entry up to $20,000 to the Pat Tillman Foundation.
Making a huge impact really is that simple. Signing up and using the promo code NEWHEIGHTS. Play in DraftKings Pat Tillman free-to-play pool through November, and DraftKings will donate $1 for every entry up to $20,000 to the Pat Tillman Foundation.
All donations to the fantastic Pat Tillman Foundation will go towards empowering military veterans and spouses through academic scholarships. All righty, let's get back to the show.
Outside of powerlifting, we heard one of your skill sets was cooking.
Yes, sir.
If you had one meal that you could cook for the PFF number one offensive line in the National Football League, what meal are you putting together?
I think I already know what it is.
I'm a burner with some crawfish. Yeah.
Some crawfish?
Some crawfish. I'm going to take them down to...
Jason, do you even eat crawfish?
I mean, I've had crawfish. I don't think I've ever had any of your crawfish.
Yeah,
you made them before, too.
He ain't had it yet. I came up here one day and made it in the spring. I think everybody was going, no, but yeah, it's a real deal. And
you serving it up in the bag?
No, not in the bag. See, people... That ain't even New Orleans style. That's the new age.
Oh, all right.
You know, whatever. But get you a little pot. You gotta make sure they're clean. I'm not gonna give all my secrets away with the seasonings and all that. But if you got it clean, you good.
Right on.
And people don't realize with crawfish, like, you know, you seen the Forrest Gump, like shrimp gumbo, shrimp Alfredo, shrimp pasta, shrimp.
Yeah.
Like crawfish, you can do the same thing. You can put crawfish in anything, you know.
It's in the same family as shrimp, right?
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, have it clean, season it right. You won't be disappointed.
All right.
You won't.
We have to try that out.
I got you.
All right now. maybe discuss, we know you can cook for the team, but maybe discuss some team gifts in terms of like... The best sifts that you've gotten throughout the years. I think this is a question for both of you guys.
You talking about like around the holidays?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like, now I'm gonna tell you something funny. And I really thought about this. I thought about this like my first year starting last year too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't go big first year.
When Christmas comes around, it's like, well, you know, what do I want to get my O-line, man? My guys, especially my O-line. I think they're the most important guys to me on the field, because they make it all happen.
100%.
Some cats get their guys golf carts, Rolexes.
John Deere's.
All this crazy stuff. Yeah. 4x4s, all that. And I'm like, my first year.
Can't go too big. Because then you just got to keep.
I'm like the cheapest dude on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do all that.
No.
So I got him some Jordans, you know. I tried to keep him fresh with the feet.
Still got him.
Yeah. So
which Jordans you get him?
I got him some ones.
I wore them to your game.
Patent leather ones.
Yes.
Those were
the red and black ones.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Nice. So I think I got him those in the cool grays.
Yeah.
The gray ones. Yep. Yeah.
What? You have a fresh pair of cool grays sitting in the
I gotta speak his language. The gray ones.
The gray ones. The gray ones.
I got gray ones and red and black ones.
Good lie, man. Yeah. You got two that a lot of people want.
Not even playing. I show up to his game.
Yeah.
And I wore the red and black ones.
Okay.
Whichever one those ones are called, right?
Yeah.
That was the playoff game?
Up there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay.
And everybody, for some reason, him and all of his boys
everybody
planned
did.
This hey. Out. Everyone in had the suite had him on.
Our sneakologists.
And then Cedric the Entertainer came in.
Big Sam.
Had them, but they weren't the real ones, and everybody was clouding them.
Like, damn, you're not qualified.
Yeah, that's
it. He had like the flying knit days on, bro. It was interesting.
I was like, man, I'm usually on the other side of this.
that was definitely a moment of what are those.
Yeah.
It was definitely a moment of what are those. That's too funny, man. Yeah, shout out to Harry for having a bread one night and Jason just randomly showing up at bread one.
Yeah, showed up ready.
I was like, hey.
It's going. That's too funny, man.
Let me ask you if you want
to. All right, yeah, I'll ask. You know, Jason's flirted around with retirement. I personally know he's probably going to play another 3 years. he hasn't told anybody. I just got a feeling those legs are going to keep working. If you were to pitch him on why he should not retire.
Mm. I had to think about that because in the past I've kept it because it's been two times.
Yeah. Every
publicly.
Year. Supposedly.
Publicly. It's been since 2016, but keep going.
Yeah, so it's been like every year since I've been here, mm-hmm. my third year. And it's like, okay, what is he going to come back? And I'm like, well, I don't really know what I'm getting myself into. I don't know what this is going to look like, but I hope this guy's back. You know what I mean? I hope he's back. So then last year, we losing the playoffs, and it's like, I think Jason understands that we can be really good next year. So I'm like, I really, I never questioned it. I never questioned it, right? Mm-hmm. Never questioned it last year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I was closer to retiring.
The first time.
The first time.
Yeah.
Your rookie year.
Yeah.
Because that was a terrible year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hey. I did feel really good after the end of last year. I
mean, yeah.
I didn't feel good after the playoff game, but I was like, hey, I think, you know, we got the start into something that can be really good.
So I personally, I've never said this, but I felt like, you know, I genuinely felt like the connection we had, like I felt like he believed in me, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like he wanted to be a part of this. He's been a part of so many, you know, great quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? And played with so many different types of quarterbacks in this place right here, you know, and I really felt like genuinely he wanted to see what this was, you know, with the.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are making the most of it.
Yeah. It's been cool so far.
It's fun to watch, man. That says a lot coming from you for a guy like him to be thinking about, you know, what's next and to see something in the moment and want to come back for it, man. And then on top of that, taking advantage of it. You guys are on a roll. You guys are fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully three more.
Anyways, let's go back
to you.
So your rookie year, let's rewind to that.
Right. Look, I asked him the other day, I said, bro, how long have you had grades? Like, when these grades start coming in? He's like, all right.
At this point, he wants more of them to come in.
I just want to be all white. Just that old Jim Johnson look.
It hasn't been done yet on the football field. The all white?
Yeah.
The Santa Claus look under a helmet?
Man, I don't know if I've seen that.
That's.
I ain't going to be Santa Claus.
You should probably.
Just do it?
Do it. Why not?
Let's go triple platinum.
Snow. Triple platinum.
Let's go back to your rookie year. What was draft night like? What did you think when you were drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles?
I was like, so when they called me, I got the 215.
Who was it?
It was Howie.
Howie.
Howie gave me a call, and, you know, ironically, you know, we played Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah.
We played Minnesota. We played a lot of teams at Vegas last year. Like, I thought I would be at one of those places.
Sure.
And I know Pittsburgh had maybe the 48th pick or 40-something.
So they were coming up.
They had the first pick.
So when you're sitting
there
waiting.
Their first pick was in the second round.
Got it.
And I thought I was
going there.
I thought I was going to Pittsburgh. So when I saw PA, I'm like, oh.
Here's Pittsburgh.
This is Pittsburgh. But they just picked. So I don't know what's – I didn't know what to expect. So when they said the Philadelphia Eagles – I was like,
was Philadelphia a spot where you like that might be?
I had no idea I would come here. I had no idea. This is gonna be a big. This is the conversation.
Yeah.
I never really talked about it, but I had no idea.
Yeah,
nothing through like the combine or anything like that. No, mm-hmm. No real like interviews with them.
I had an interview with them. I had a interview with them at the draft, like an official interview.
Yeah,
but from the interview, I didn't think, you know. I didn't think I was going to be an Eagle.
Man, I got a similar one with that.
I feel like we kind of, I don't know. It was definitely, I think, a surprise for most of Philadelphia, but there was like rumors circulating.
A surprise.
Yeah, there was, but there were rumors circulating that there were people in the building that liked you.
Mm.
Like, I knew that going into the draft night. I didn't know what was going to happen.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
This is just so crazy. It's so crazy. Like, I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? And When my number got called, I was just like, let's go.
What was your draft?
My draft? Man, I thought I was going to be the first tight end taken off the board. Ended up being the fifth. Going into the second day, so the second and third rounds, I thought that the Jets were sold on me. I had a great interview with Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And Rex Ryan actually told me this story last year. He said it was between you and Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
And he's taking my job on multiple occasions because I used to be a high school quarterback, went to a camp in West Virginia.
Geno Smith?
Oh,
Geno
yeah.
Smith.
Geno Smith. We're the same draft class.
They were in the same camp.
Same camp. I went up there thinking I was going to show Rich Rod this golden arm. And he asked me if I was willing to switch positions and then gave Geno Smith the scholarship. And then fast forward to 2013 draft, he's coming out of West Virginia as the top quarterback. And Rex Ryan's in New York trying to figure out whether or not, you know, what direction he's going with the QB. And he's like, if Geno's available, we're going to take him. And they ended up taking Geno. Thank goodness.
What round?
The first pick in the second round.
Okay.
He was the first or second pick in the second round. And I'm not going to lie, man. Thank goodness. Because Andy Reid, I had no idea I was even on his board. Same, very similar thing to you. Yeah. I had a quick, like a 15-minute interview at the Combine with him. And I honestly, I walked out of that room like, they're not going to pick me. They just did that because I'm Jason's little brother. And Andy Reid had just picked him. So I'm in my head, I was like, they were just in there. We barely even talked football. We were just in there talking about stories about Jason or things that happened in college, like non-football related.
Yeah.
So I walked out of that meeting like, well, I'm not going to Kansas City. So when I got the call, Missouri is at the time Kansas City, St. Louis. And Jeff Fisher was in St. Louis, and it was meme central over there for Jeff Fisher. He was getting tore up left and right. We had just had two guys get drafted to St. Louis, didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
And in my head, I see the Missouri number, and I'm just like, fuck! Oh, I don't want to answer this. I looked at my agent like, should I answer? And he's like, just answer it. So I answer it, and it's Andy Reid. I'm like, hey, Coach Reid, how you doing?
Perked up real good.
Man.
Big Reid.
Are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, you are. He asked me real simple, straight to the point, are you going to fuck this up, man? And I was like, huh? What?
Yeah.
Are you gonna screw this up? If I take you with our next pick, are you going to screw this up? And I was like, no. No, I'm not. I'm going to be the best tight end. Not even thinking of, you know what I mean, what I could possibly be. Just be like, in my mind, I'm going to react right now with the most positive answer ever. I'm going to be the best tight end you've ever coached. I'm going to do everything by the book. All that party stuff in the college, it's out. I'm not that guy anymore.
Ooh, partying.
And he's just like, all right, hand the phone to your brother. I was like, what? I was like, Jason, he wants
for
to
real?
Talk to you.
Yeah. He wanted me to vouch for him.
I handed it to Jason. I don't know what he.
I draft your brother right now. Is he going to screw this up? I was like, no, sir.
This is on you if he does.
Exactly.
Right? He's over there. All I hear is, yep. Nope. I got you. Yep. And I was just like, thank you. Don't fuck this up for me, Jason.
That's crazy.
And they ended up taking me.
Yeah.
But Geno Smith took my job twice, man. Shout out to Geno, man. Hopefully he doesn't get us on Christmas Day this year.
Right, bet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have any welcome to the NFL moments? Like for me, one of the craziest moments I remember when I was young was like blocking these guys that I like watched my whole life growing up. Like Ray Lewis, London Fletcher, Vince Wilfork. I'm like,
yeah, that's crazy. I think playing with DJ, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The legendary DJ.
The energy, bro, like it's crazy.
The first ball you threw to DJ. Was it underthrown or did you just know?
So it was. Just threw it out there? So it was kind of like a pat and go little situation. I was trying to see, you know,
test it
how
out.
To do it. Because Mike Vick, he always told me like, hey, throw it further than you think.
Yeah.
You know.
He's going
to
go get it.
He's rolling. I mean, he's rolling. I'm excited to see what he does in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
He got speed. Like you would think, nah, it's like it's everlasting or
that's
something.
That's what, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's the craziest thing ever watching him track a ball.
Track it. That's the
it's
thing.
It's insane. I've never seen. I mean, it's like Willie Mays. Like, Seriously, it's like the best center fielder ever to play tracking down a.
But he played. I think he played center field.
Yeah, yeah. And you see it.
He got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
That's what separates. Like, there's been fast guys in the league. I don't think I've ever seen somebody track a ball.
Yeah,
we hit
a deep ball versus the Cowboys my rookie year.
Yep.
And we're like, rolling. He's rolling.
D-Jack, man. For me, it's the stride while he's looking up.
Yeah,
stride that's what gets
it's like effortless.
It's just effortless. It's like he's not even like trying to run, and he's just running faster than everybody on the field. It's impressive. I heard through a few folks over there in Baltimore that he still got it.
Yeah, nah, I can
he's
imagine.
Still flying around, man. I don't imagine. Think you lose
as long
that speed
hamstrings
like that.
Hold up, it ain't nothing. Oh, yeah. Back. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Loosen them hamstrings up, D-Jack. Let's go, baby.
What meant more, the first start you had against the Saints or when you went in Green Bay at the end of the game?
Well, it's crazy though. Like, I don't, It'd be so much going on. I forgot, kind of don't even think about that.
I remember
so
when playing you went in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that like it was yesterday.
I think it's like the same time Mike Vick went in his game or something like that.
Right.
But that was crazy meeting Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? I think that was.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. I'm like, I'm about to come back and get him. But
all right now.
It was almost
a little short. Yeah. But we called the outside zone. They called it back. You know what I'm saying? Messed up the momentum. But that was kind of crazy moment. And I think to answer your question, I think getting the win was, you know.
The better one.
Yeah, I think that was better.
That was a huge one, too, because the Saints were good that year.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. They went to, like, the divisional or something like that. And
had a great defense.
Nobody expected, you know, the Hurst kid to do anything. Yeah. So
first quarterback
always,
ever.
It's always fun.
And your first start to, what, rush for 100 yards and what? Oh, is that it? Just run for 100?
Throw for 100 something.
No,
something.
And throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's good.
Yeah, people, you know, it's funny when people had these expectations about certain things and you just go out there.
You
and
exceed them, baby.
Like,
it's the best, man.
Just go do you, you know. It's always fun. It's been
one
fun.
One of my favorite coaches ever, Kerry Combs. Don't worry about going out there being great. Just be yourself. And yourself will always be good enough.
Yeah.
He used to scream that in the locker
room.
Yeah, man, it hit home every single time.
That's the truth.
Because you build up all these emotions to go out there because you only got one game, you know what I mean, or this game to go out there and prove yourself or, you know what I mean, play your best. And you can build up so much emotion to try and do something more than what, you know what I mean, you've shown before, which can sometimes seep in as, you know, an uncharacteristic, you know, like me taking a screen 80 yards to the house. Yeah, I dream that shit all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Me, a 260-pound man outrunning the corners and the safeties, probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you get a good enough blocks, shit, you can take it to the house.
I've seen you outrun some dudes, but I think, you know, we talk about this all the time.
I see him run with Miles. Like, neck and neck.
I think Miles try running away from
me. But, keep up with him.
I'm like, what?
Try throwing a punch at him and running away from that. Fuck.
We talk about that all the time, though, with the
talk about, you know, getting hawked.
You can't, like you said, like the expectations, whatever's happening, like you can't let none of that dictate anything. When you get drafted, you know you're getting drafted here.
Mm-mm.
None of that. But at the end of the day, all that matters is how you approach, how you practice, how you work. Like, that's all that matters. Like, people get so bogged down with stuff that either one, they can't control, or two, don't matter.
Yeah.
Right? And I think we do a good job trying to keep it focused now, too.
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I personally try not to ever get too high, never get too low. Mm-hmm. And just keep the main thing, you know. You talk about that draft night or he can't do this, he can't do that. Like, I'm not going to listen to you say the good things nor the bad things about me because it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the things that I can control. And it's always been that way since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And I know it makes, like, my pop smile because, you know, I got something else for you too, but I know it makes my pop smile when I'm sitting here, I'm saying, all these grown-ass men I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the main thing, you know what I'm saying? Control what you can, blah, blah, blah. All these little snippets of me trying to get these guys to, you know, be ready and be focused. And it's all stuff that I was raised on and raised to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was prepared for it. I was built for it, you know? So, everybody going to have an opinion, but everybody in their opinions don't deposit at the bank, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let them know. Let them know.
Speaking about quarterbacks, what is your philosophy on quarterback?
Coach Saban always said, like, dominate your box. Like, it's a little different. Like, you have, you know, you dominate your box. You make the right call, get everybody up front situated.
Yeah.
Make sure you got everything going, receiver, knowing their routes, knowing the heights, knowing the adjustments, you know, coaches, preparing, the different looks you may see, trying to be best prepared, having the team best prepared. But I feel like when you're the quarterback, you know, it's a different responsibility, and it's very
big
unique.
It's a big box because
you touch the ball every play, you know what I'm saying? And
no doubt.
You touch the ball every play. So in the end, there's going to be something. The quarterback always gets all the love, and they always get all the – they get too much love, and they get too much hate. You know, that's the old saying, you know.
I think it's accurate for the most part.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, the love is warranted. The hate I don't think is warranted usually. But, I mean, there's no other position in football that the team is so ingrained on success, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And,
you know, you directly impact every single player on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it goes. And the coaches.
Yeah.
And everything comes through your head
it's
crazy. To the team.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy because I couldn't imagine like not being a quarterback. Like, I couldn't imagine not being.
Have you ever not played quarterback?
I have, but it's like once I start playing quarterback, it's like, well,
you want, I get to it's touch nice the, to have that I
get
control.
I get to touch the ball every play.
I played 1 year. You know? I played 1 year receiver in high school. Not even a year. Played like a couple games of it. And then they moved me because we didn't really throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's just out there blocking for the Jets.
Playing receiver is terrible. You got to wait. You got like, it's like, I could be wide open. No matter if they're not throwing the ball to you. Like, it's nice to have that control. It's nice. I'm just saying.
Like, you know, I just had kind of a little reflection, like a little self-reflection in that little, because it's like, do you think receivers are quarterbacks at heart that just don't play
can't
quarterback?
Throw the ball?
Yeah. 1,000% I am. What?
Well, prime example.
I can answer that question. Yes. Yes, I do. I actually think of the game as a quarterback still.
Yeah.
And as if I have the ball in every single play. But
and that's valuable, though. That's valuable.
I feel like it definitely 1,000% helped me transition into the room. I feel like I shouldn't be playing quarterback because in terms of the instincts, I wasn't doing the work in the meetings. I wasn't doing the work like off the field to have good instincts on the field. So I had all the confidence in the world to do whatever I wanted to, but I didn't have any logic behind it.
Yeah.
I was just out there just doing sporadic shit. Like if it was a 3rd and 5 and I knew, you know, it was man coverage across the board, I'm checking, you know, paint hot, QB draw to the right. And it's just like, you know, I know I can get these first, I know I can get 5 yards, but it's like, yo, this isn't that, Travis. You know, especially at a freshman in college. But what it did for me was put me in a guy like your shoes, and I was able to see things develop. I like, oh, I know he's gonna want me to come around this hook the curl defender. You know what I mean? Things like that throughout routes. I feel like I'm back there the entire time taking 5-step drops. I always look and see what the drops are. Mm-hmm. How much time do I have to run this route?
Yeah.
You know, where am I at in the progression? Things like that. And that 100% made, you know, just understanding the intentions of the play caller, but understanding how can I make this job on the quarterback that much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always helps when you have a frame of reference for that, I feel like.
Yeah. You were the same.
Well, I played linebacker.
Going from linebackers.
So I think of, for sure, I think about
that is
what the defensive player's thinking. Like, why is that linebacker lined up over there? Why is the
gap assignment?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Simple things, right? I was like, hey, it is cover 9. You should be over here. Like,
says it all the time. But I learned so much. I learned 9. So much from him.
That's
that.
What we call
3 week or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, we're talking about right different now. Language now. We gotta right get now. It back.
So yeah, I never chopped it up with you in person. Never. This is my first time meeting you. You know what right I'm saying? On. And I have a lot of respect for your quarterback. Your coach, but your quarterback, and tell me about him. Like, what makes him? You know
man,
what I'm saying?
You'd love him
I know Pat. You know what I'm saying? But just your perspective, I had the opportunity to work out with him going into my second year.
Oh yeah, I mean he's very, I would say very similar in terms of the motivation that he has to be the best person he can be.
Yeah,
like you've been saying. But he's a ultimate competitor. You know, just a guy that it doesn't matter if you're playing cards. It doesn't matter if you're playing, you know what I mean, pickleball in the backyard. You know, whatever it is, golf, it doesn't matter what it is. He's competing and he's trying to be the best him at everything.
Yeah.
It's a natural instinct for him to just flip the switch and just become the best at what it is. And if he's not the best over the course of the game, over the course of that day, or over the course of him practicing, he's going to find a niche. You know what I mean? He's going to do as much as he can mentally to gain as much knowledge about something and or use his knowledge from another, you know, sport or altercation or
situation. Experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And adapt it or put it into the situation at hand.
So he's beating you at all that?
Well, you know, I got that same juice. You know what I'm saying?
Who's winning in pickleball?
It's probably an even fight. It's probably an even fight.
Even fight?
Yeah. He's got me on the ping pong table, but pickleball.
What else did you mention? You said pickleball, ping pong.
Pickleball, ping pong.
Golf. Golf. Yeah, I still haven't beat him in golf. He takes that. I will say this: he takes that way more serious than me. I'm out there for just, you know, the therapeutical. Yeah. Like, oh, this is a botanical garden, and yeah. I have a drink in my hand. Yeah, this is lovely. Yeah, you just cruise around on this mobile, this automobile, and then release all my frustrations out on a golf ball. Hit it as hard as I can. So Keep going.
You said you like, you respect obviously Pat's game. We talked about Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Who's on your like Mount Rushmore quarterbacks?
I think the first guy that comes to my mind is Brady.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard. Anybody else, right?
He,
can't argue with the success.
Rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? He's done it for a long time. And I mean, he's done it for a long time. That's uncommon. You know, and he's got seven of them things.
Yeah, he's got more than anybody else ever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean.
There's a lot to catch up to.
And he went someplace else and got another one.
Yeah.
I mean.
First time. First year.
Just had to fucking say it.
Yeah. First year.
So he's clearly on it.
Low blows, man.
Yeah, he's on it. I think tough after that. I think
so he's just in the league of his own.
I think you talk about Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Revolutionizing the game.
Experience, man.
Like
human highlight reel.
Yeah, he's different. He's different.
You had the Mike Vicks?
I had the Mike Vicks. I had the Eagles jersey. I had the
Falcons.
I had the Falcons jersey.
The Falcons Michael.
All Vicks. Black.
Yeah.
Reebok.
Yeah. I think everybody had that. I don't
know. Reebok.
I think everybody had that one growing up.
Yeah.
I actually thought I was the white Mike Vick. I thought I was
sure
like,
there were a
little
lot
did
of,
you
like,
know
wore,
there is no white.
There is
Mike
no white.
There was a lot of those.
It was in Madden. Madden came out 1 year. I think it was the first year he was with the Eagles. Madden came out and it was like a light skinned version of Vic on there.
We just talked about like.
With the long sleeve.
We just talked about like your welcome to the NFL moment. That was like even bigger than Ray Lewis was like snapping the ball to Michael Vick.
Yeah.
For sure.
Crazy.
No question about it. I still remember the walkthrough we were in. And they're like, Kel's going there. And I'm like, bro, I'm in the huddle with Michael Vick.
That's
right
Mike.
Now. Yeah. Like, that's how a star, I mean, he was a star.
Hey, talk. Give me like an impersonation.
Hey, yo, Kel's. Like, I can't.
Spoken.
Yeah. Like,
real soft.
Very soft spoken, but like confident, obviously. And like, yeah. And then I just remember for sure the first time I ever snapped the ball to him. Anyways.
So we got Vic, Brady.
I like
you got
Vic.
Two more.
I like Brady. I mean, I can't go too far down the line. Like, I don't know.
You're talking about like
yeah, because
like in the past,
yeah, like I feel like
the game's evolved so much.
I mean, it's like I talk about Michael Jordan. I never watched Michael Jordan play. You know what I'm saying? But I can't just sit here and say like a Joe Montana or I never really just
watched
him.
Yeah,
I'ma personally say I like Randall Cunningham too.
Yeah,
nice,
different, like different.
It's
had
a solid
cannon.
One right there.
Cannon.
I would say that.
He could throw the ball.
Could throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
He was electric to watch.
Yeah, very electric. So I like him and Mike. Tom, underrated right here. When I was a kid, like Cam Newton.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Cam Newton?
Cam.
The one and only?
Cam. And then.
Big Uno? Is that why you wear number one?
Nah, it's not. But
why do you wear number one?
So when I went to Oklahoma, CD Lamb wore number two.
Okay.
So, because I was wearing number two at Bama. And I wore number two because of my brother. So I go to OU, CD.
He's two, so
yeah,
you
gonna like keep. Yeah, that's your number, you know what I'm saying? You been here balling. I'm wearing number one. And I put that one on, I was like,
icy.
Looks
nice.
I wore number one.
You look good.
Oh, you look good.
You look good. So
I look just, about 30. I
kept it on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I like Cam. And then, the Houston legend, Houston native, Vince Young.
Bro, was the second quarterback I snapped the ball to.
Going crazy. Yeah, no.
Bro.
Going crazy.
That was my first quarterback room. Michael Vick and Vince Young.
VY was so.
Have you met Vince?
Yeah, I have. He was so nice.
One of the best dudes out there.
We all can say
country
that.
Country boy.
Yeah. Country.
Yeah, man.
Dude. He played a little bit my rookie year because Mike got hurt a little bit. And talk about like making you feel like you were playing backyard ball just with your boys. That was Vince's like magic. Like, he throw a pick. You got to say, hey, Mike, we'll give him next time. He's like, oh, I don't even give a fuck about that. I'm like, all right. I was trying to cheer you up, but it seems like you're all good about it.
Now, I think I'll put those guys, I know it's five, but
yeah,
those are people that I look back and I'm like, yeah, I really like, I watched them You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I love Peyton.
The sheriff.
Yeah, I didn't know if you purposely
You're like a Tennessee guy.
I have a very special relationship with the Mannings.
Really?
Yeah, like.
How'd that come about?
Came about with the, it was organic. It was natural throughout the Manning Passing Academy. You know, all the college quarterbacks. Oh,
man, I wish I would have made that. You look so dope, man. Was it as cool as I always dreamt it would be?
Look, it was cool for me. I get to eat crawfish in Louisiana. But,
New Orleans guys, man.
Yeah, but, meeting them and, you know, it's kind of like they kind of took me in. You know, like my first year I went out there, built a relationship with him, Peyton and Eli. Mm-hmm. But the one I kind of hit home with was Archie, the dad.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened that
old
way.
Old soul.
You know, and always get a text from Peyton all the time. Cooper, he's hilarious. You know Cooper?
I do not know Cooper.
So,
I mean, I know who he is.
Cooper is... Like,
I mean, they're all funny now.
He different. Like, bro's hilarious. He's he's like the class clown.
Okay.
And supposedly he was the most talented one. Like he was the guy.
But the youngest usually are, man.
Yeah. So, but meeting Archie, talking to Archie, he texts me all the time.
That's awesome.
Advice all the time. Peyton as well. They're special. They're special to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you, as a kid, like it's Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
man,
I would be a fool to not have him on that list.
Are you familiar with David Cutcliffe? He was their quarterback coach in college. Mm. Both of them.
Oh,
at Duke.
He was at Duke when I was in college and for the past few years. I don't think he's there anymore.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to go to a Tennessee recruiting camp, and here I am. It was back when Coach Fulmer was the head coach of Tennessee.
Yep.
And I meet the one and only David Cutcliffe. And I knew about him because of the Peyton and Eli situation. And for whatever reason, like, we hit it off, man. He was kind of in my hip pocket talking to me about ball here and there. And just shows kind of talent was at this Tennessee camp. But he was working with me a lot. And I left that camp and with a t-shirt, a recruiting t-shirt. Man, I wore that shirt every day of my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can be the next Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And never got a call back, but when I did, when I met him, we played Duke my senior year college in the Belk Bowl.
Yes,
told the story before, and he was the head coach, and he came up to me and remembered me from the camp, and I was like, dog, there's no way. He was like, yeah, I was telling him to go ahead and grab you. Mm. I was like, get out of town.
Ain't it funny how once you've made it,
everybody
was telling him to grab you. Bro, I just told
three stories. Like,
oh, man.
Rex Ryan, we wanted you.
You remember Chung? You remember Eugene? So Eugene Chung was the assistant online coach, ended up coming back to Philadelphia after. Love you, Chung. And I'll never forget after, so I was a 6th round pick, right? Mm-hmm. And Chung, after my rookie year or whatever, and like stock was going up and everything, he's like, yeah, man, I'll show you. I'm telling you, I had you ready to go in higher. And then when he came back, he showed me a picture of like his what looked like his notes from the draft, and he had me listed as like a second or third round pick. I'm like, Chung, nobody had me as a second or third pick. Like, I know you just wrote that down and took a picture of it right now.
This ink is quick fresh. This ink is so fresh.
So you talked about, I guess you've talked to Mike.
Yeah.
Have you talked to any other Eagles quarterbacks?
I've talked to all of them.
All of them.
I'm not gonna say all of them. Like, not
Donovan.
I've talked to
the ones that you would expect to.
Gotcha. Donovan,
Randall,
and Mike. Built a relationship with Josh McCown. I know he was here for a little bit.
Nice, yeah.
Josh
Hooper. Hooper.
Oh, he's a hoop. I heard he was a super athlete.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Athlete.
Well, I mean, he played receiver for a little bit.
I think it was. It's crazy.
In a game, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And special teams.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did. He did. But yeah. Talking to them.
What advice did they give you?
I mean, it seems like, I don't know, I guess you could say it's flattering or whatever, but you know, people just always tell me, like, just be you. They didn't know me, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
like, you know, just be you, you know what I'm saying? This is a unique place, a very special city, and, you know, you just be the person you are, and everything going to be all right in the end, you know, and that's the words I got from Mike. Randall, you know, Five. So
yeah,
and even Josh. You know, I met him. He came out for OTAs for a little bit.
That's right, he did. Yeah,
and he was just telling me like, man, just stay the course. You know, I see the vision. Just stay the course. It'll be special. And then I think it's very cool to get that from people that have been in your shoes.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Doubt. Because you think about getting recruited to go play for a college, or I know me being a ball boy as a kid, seeing the high school quarterback or whatever, whoever my dad was coaching, like getting to talk to him, getting advice from him, and mm-hmm. having him as a shoulder I can kind of lean on, like that goes a very long way. And you don't always get that in the NFL level. Mm-hmm. I learned that you don't always get that in the professional level, not from a guy on your team that has played for your team. Well,
there's a lot of personal dynamics at the NFL level, yeah. and it's more of a business, so that factors in. Hopefully not on good teams. Good teams hopefully have less of that, but yep. you're going to deal with some level. Yeah, for me, I was able to meet like Jeff Saturday coming out.
Yeah.
Well, after my first year.
Was that like your comparison? Or?
For sure. Like undersized center, athletic.
Under Howard Mudd.
And Howard Mudd was my offensive line coach who coached Jeff at Indy with Peyton Manning and all them.
Yeah.
So he was like, you should go meet Jeff in the offseason. So I was able to go out to his place in Indianapolis. You're third in MVP conversation right now. Yeah, what's your mindset on that?
I feel like it's a situation I kind of feel like I've been in before mm-hmm. with the Heisman in college and all of that. And you know, one thing that I've tried to sincerely do a better job of is just handling everything that comes with the game, you know. And you know, I feel like the best of them, they're able to be consistent,
yep.
you know. So to be up for something like that, display some type of consistency and play. But it's something I just want to do throughout the whole season. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, you know what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Send you off with a bang.
I'll take that.
But I just want to win. You know what I'm saying? Everything else that comes with it is going to come with it. Yeah. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
I personally feel like, too, like, you know, I've challenged the people around me, too. You know how I am. Just like, yeah, you know, people... You know, you talk about awards, you talk about people praising you and saying what you can't do, blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. you look yourself in the mirror and you know what you're capable of because yeah. of the work you put in. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, there's another level. And I know you probably feel the same way, too, because you have these, you know, these experiences, these formative experiences that teach you so much stuff mm-hmm. and you grow from it. And right. I feel like us as a football team, me personally as a quarterback, I think we have a whole nother level to kick into.
Right. Can never stop growing, man.
Never stop growing. Yeah. Enough is never enough, you know, and that's always my mentality, and I just want to continue to grow, you know, so
yeah.
I ain't anticipating anything other than just attacking every day, and whatever come with it, come with it, you know.
Control what you control after that. I feel you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so we're going to switch it up a little bit and talk about some Thursday night football, man. Are you a fan of the Thursday night games?
I like
you
it.
Like just playing on Sundays, or do you like the different schedules?
Anytime football is on, I'm tapped in. I enjoy watching the games. As far as planning them, last year I feel like we played in it so early, I really don't know how my body responded to it.
I would say this, though. When you do watch games, is it like, are you just enjoying guys making plays, or are you still in your mind watching it like you would dissect film and like seeing
it's
what
like
the
I'm,
defense is?
I'm calling everything that's about to happen. I feel like it's natural to do. Mm-hmm. You watch so much tape. I watch so much tape. All the time, and you see it, you know what I'm saying, or you can anticipate it. Like, I'm watching the Manning cast, and Pettis from the Chicago Bears, he catches a jet sweep, and he's running. Yeah. Something so little in the game, but...
Body ball boundary, what you talking about?
Body ball boundary. ball was in the boundary, but mm-hmm. he kind of had a little hiccup in his stride. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, hammy. Peyton Manning says, looks like a hammy there, yeah. Eli. I'm like, but that's just the... Seeing the game, I'm like, okay, look, that safety is going to come to the middle of the field and quarterback's going to have to hold him to throw the ball outside, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's exactly what he does. You hear Romo, he knows everything. Mm-hmm. Romo talking about it, you know what I'm saying? I think that's fun in the game and watching right the on. Game.
Yeah.
Seeing man, oh, outside zone.
Yep.
You know?
See a flag, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Holding.
Yeah.
Just based on where the flag's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that is fun. I do. It is crazy. Like, what do you watch when you – I'm always watching the O-line, D-line for the most part.
Yeah.
And the box. And every once in a while, I'll catch myself I was watching football with my buddy Zach Claris, who plays quarterback up in Canada.
Zip.
And he was like, "What are you watching? You ain't." I said, "Oh, did you see what just happened at the right tackle?" He's like, "No, Jason, I'm watching the ball." And I realized I'm living in this weird world where I'm watching nothing.
You're
that's
a loner.
Really everybody else is paying attention to these skill guys, and I'm watching these guys. I don't know, but yeah. What are you watching? So are you looking at the defense, quarterback, just kind of the whole picture?
I'm watching defense, and then I'm watching how the quarterback reacts to what I feel the defense is giving them, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm not out there on the field, you know. And it's a weird dynamic because, like, kind of switching it up kind of, but I think, mm-hmm. like, isn't it crazy watching your old school play?
Yes.
Like, as a fan?
Yes.
100%.
It's the craziest feeling ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I see why people get emotional. I'm not an emotional person. I'm not, you know, but it's like, yeah, like, it's weird.
So simple.
It's weird being on the other side of that.
No, I hear you.
You know. But yeah, I'm watching the quarterback, and I'm watching how they're responding to whatever the defense is showing, you know. And oftentimes, I mean, we end up watching Thursday night. There's been a few teams that have played that we're going to end up playing right at some point. So yep. It's like, okay, just kind of checking it out.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, definitely if you're going to play a team, that game I'm watching it way different than if I'm just watching
it. Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm trying to pick up stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost got to the point where if I'm not playing the team, I'm probably changing the channel.
You don't watch ball at home?
Nah, I just enjoy watching it, like you were just saying, like anticipating what I'm going to do against that defense.
Yeah.
You know? And it's – if I'm – like I have no reason to watch the Panthers play. I'm not playing them this year. I don't know. I get more excited to watch like a Broncos Chargers game because now every single possession I can learn something from or I can see you know what they're doing, what they're and just how everybody's reacting to it.
When you're watching a game where you're not about to play the opponent, what are you looking at?
The ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like what the tight end or like.
If it's a tight end specific that I'm pumped up about, yeah. I mean, the Ravens played who last or this past Thursday night? The Ravens played
Bucks.
The Bucks.
Yeah.
Already played the Bucks. I wanted to see what Mark Andrews was going to do against the Bucks defense. How the Ravens were going to attack him.
Yeah.
How the Bucks were going to play him man to man. Unfortunately, he got banged up. Isaiah Likely came in though and had 70 yards and a touchdown. Shout out to Isaiah. I see you reaching new heights, player. Mm-hmm. But he had success versus one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, you're watching that. I'm watching Linderbaum pancake a linebacker over. He's the center for the Ravens. All right, whatever. All right. So we got the Commanders coming up. What is bigger, NFC East rivalries, college rivalries?
You've been a part of some legendary college rivalries,
crazy
too.
Yeah.
It's different. It's all different. And I think this city makes it different. Yeah. I think how they respond to, like, if I say, "Hey, Philly, let's tap in. It's Monday night."
They tap in, all hands on deck.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. You know, you go to some college games, and I was actually talking about this recently. Like, you know, at Alabama, you know, you oftentimes start off, you know, being a record. I don't like to say it. They give me a hard time about that. We start off doing a pretty good job, you know, and the stadiums aren't packed when we play, you know,
Chattanooga.
Yeah,
Chattanooga.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Tech or.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech might be.
Citadel, like a military, mm-hmm. we played them. Like the stadiums are never packed.
Right.
But that's still a premier football team that's about to go play a game. And, you know, we play this game. We don't take any opponent lightly.
Yeah.
At
any
all.
Given Sunday.
Any Can't. Given Sunday. You know what
Different
I'm saying?
World.
And I feel like on Sundays, regardless of the record, regardless of the success of the team, you got to show up to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the fans hold up to that because they show up. It's like a party on Sundays in Philly.
Yeah, that's an interesting, because we had this debate, a couple weeks ago. But that's a good, and you said the same thing. Because in Cincinnati, our biggest rival was like Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't lost to Miami in like 16 right.
years.
Is
it a rivalry? If it's
exactly.
Not
that Roethlisberger.
And that's so every Sunday, like, don't matter whether it's
matter.
The worst team in the league, like, you can get your ass whipped.
Yeah.
And the fans know that, so they show up.
Yeah.
What was a game from college that you remember the crowd just being hostile? It was just a crazy environment.
So I have a few different moments that come into mind. I have people kind of are like, what? When I say this, the loudest stadium I've ever been in is, we played at Arkansas.
Arkansas.
It was my freshman
Pig
year.
Pig Suey!
We played at my freshman year, bro. And I'm talking about, maybe I had like a sinus infection or sinuses was, my ears was ringing so hard. I'm like, damn, it's
from
loud.
From the noise.
From the noise. Damn, you know, in college, I do the clap sometimes in the walkthroughs and stuff.
Yep.
We did the clap and that wasn't doing nothing.
Couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah. So that was a pretty crazy environment. Another crazy environment was a home game versus Auburn. In my junior year, I wasn't starting. Mm-hmm. And then I got banged up, had to miss a couple games due to surgery and stuff like that. And I end up coming back. We played Citadel. And I come back, I'm still kind of limping around. I go throw a touchdown, I wipe my ankles off. Ankles is banged up, whatever. We play Auburn next week, big time game.
Okay.
Home.
Yeah.
The Iron Bowl. And we, like, Tua goes crazy. Snaps. Goes crazy.
Okay.
So then I get to go in the game. I'm like, let me get a piece of that thing.
Yeah.
So first play, throw like a little slant route. Quick little ball to Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
And that was my first play and my last play in that stadium.
Wow.
Well, not my first play, but my first play in the Iron Bowl, that game, and my last play in that stadium ever. Like, last touchdown in that stadium.
Electric.
And like a 50-yard touchdown, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of soaking it in,
because
you can feel it. Like, you can feel it. You can feel the fans. You can feel the emotion. You can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, that's a moment. It's you talked about that. You asked me about those paintings,
yeah,
on the wall, mm-hmm, in my crib. Like, mm-hmm, the painting when I'm like this.
Yep.
That's that moment.
Got it.
Crazy. Jumping. Tuscaloosa was jumping.
What did it feel like in the moment?
In that
did
moment,
you hear it? Could you hear everything happening, or were you just?
I heard everything.
Really.
Yeah.
Jalen was saying, Jalen.
That was so cool to me, you know what I'm saying? That was cool.
Jason was saying it like he doesn't really hear much at all. He's just so locked in on the game. It's kind of just white noise.
Yeah.
Me, I feed off of the crowd.
Yeah.
I might love boos more than I love cheers. Like, I love a hostile, pissed off environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that shit, man. Fucking love this. Boo! Let's
Speaking of booze, what Philly fans?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a different breed. What's how would you say your relationship has been with Philly fans in particular since you got here?
I've enjoyed them.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed them. I think I've embraced them, and I feel like I've been prepared, you know, and that's why I say it's different. It's a different breed here. It's a different vibe here. I feel like going to Oklahoma, going to Alabama, seeing passionate fans,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But you come to Philly, like, people, it's a tough place.
Yeah.
And it's a grind mentality, you know what I'm saying? And that's something I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It takes it takes a certain type of person to be able to play in Philadelphia and to have success. And I think they want that type of person, you mm-hmm know what I mean? And
Once they find out you're that guy, though, man.
Yeah.
And then that's what I see. I can't wait to see this Sunday, man. That place is about to be rocking.
Yeah,
I already know,
bro.
It is. Man.
It's lit. It's a special place here. And I've been fortunate to, you know, I'm still early in my career, my time playing, but to play for Alabama, mm-hmm, Nick Saban, to play for Oklahoma, so much rich history, and then to come to a city like Philly where the pride is on another level.
Yeah.
And that's some
kind of history to it too.
The history too.
Mm-hmm.
But the history, the pride, the fans, how they love you, how they support you, how they love the game,
mm-hmm,
and how they value us, you know what I'm saying? So there's a different type of appreciation for the fans in Philly, and how they love the game, cuz we all want to win, we all want to, you know, we all want to do, we all want to put on a show. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's been special so far.
All right, we've had a lot of debates here.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to ask you to settle some of these scores that we've argued about. First topic, game day fit philosophy. Are you a dress up?
Put that shit on.
I know you already are on this, but you a dress up or a dress down?
Depend on the day.
Okay. Nice. I thought you were going to go straight dress up.
It depends on the day. And I think you go to the airport, you go into the plane, something smooth.
Smooth?
I feel like smooth, like, you know, like a...
Like a suit and tie?
Not a suit and tie.
Smooth operator. Okay.
Something smooth. Don't have to be streetwear.
You got
to
have the drip, though, operator. Right?
Drip. But this is what I tell
people. You
got to
have the leaky faucet.
This is what I tell people. The clothes don't never make the man. The man make the clothes.
There we go.
And that's my mentality when I put anything on. Like, I'm going to make it go. As long as I got a ball, fresh ball fade...
I'm making it go. Give me rice. Shout out to Patty Cuts.
Yes, sir.
All right. What position talks the most trash?
D-lineman, I feel like.
D-line.
I feel like D-line.
We said DBs.
DBs and D-line, I feel like.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those two.
Yeah. Defense in general, because I know some linebackers defense, that talk some shit, too.
What's the hardest position to play?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Certainly factoring in the mental aspect. If you take away the mental aspect, is it still quarterback?
To my life, physically?
Physically.
Just like throw the ball accurately, on time.
Yeah, that's
eyes on the
too.
Right face, right place. That's pretty easy, ain't it?
Listen, Jason's one starting quarterback. That shit ain't look easy, I promise you that.
Didn't go well. Shaker Heights got the best of Jason Kelce that day. 0 for 2. Ran for 150, though.
All right, now.
Before I got so tired, I pulled myself out.
When he tired, bro, you don't understand.
It's the sassiest walk you've ever seen.
You don't understand how much it's like. This dude a treasure. Like, he just does stuff, and I'm just like, Kelce's just funny. This dude is different.
You can't make it up, man.
I'm like, Kelce.
We came out
game one, and
I was tired as fuck. I didn't have no training camp.
The first touchdown drive.
Any game in September, it is too hot. Don't let it be more than 10 plays. I'm fucking calling for at least a sub or something in the middle of it. I promise you, I can't do hot games, man.
Me and AJ sitting. It was the first touchdown drive, like the first touchdown of the season.
Just drooling, sweating his ass off.
Me and AJ look like, what the fuck? What the hell he so tired for? We just started.
I didn't celebrate. I walked right to the sideline.
Oh man! Next time you guys see a long drive from the Eagles, just watch it. Watch Jason's hand on the hips. Just that sassy walk back to the sideline. Man, it's the best, man.
Do you trust PFF rankings? Does your agent pay them?
Man, I'm gonna keep it G with you, man. Like, yeah. I've never been ranked high in none of this, though.
Well, you're ranked high in PFF this year, aren't you?
Yeah, this year. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I see it. It's noted. I note it all.
Okay.
All right. I don't waste my energy on it.
Fair enough.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Don't come back around on the other side. Stay on that side where you at. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no pressure. That's why it's so easy for me to just... Just like,
nobody worried about that. Man. I hear you.
I mean, back then, man. How about now? You feel me?
Yeah, everybody's coming out on the other side, but you know who was there at the beginning.
Yes, sir, Jason Kelce. Day one, A1.
That's right. What's your honest reaction when you score a touchdown and it's called back?
So I had this thing. I think we had the most touchdown passes called back last year.
It was terrible. We had offensive linemen downfield every single snap.
Ever.
Yeah, it was bad.
Or we're stepping out of bounds on a go route. Like,
yep, yeah. Yep.
Something like that. So I got to the point where I just stopped celebrating.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to
celebrate because I'm like, is it coming back? Now, it hasn't happened this year, so.
We asked that because last game I had a touchdown over the middle, caught it, safety came in, hit me, fucking take a hit, get in the end zone, still standing up. The guy that hit me flies 5 yards after he hits me. I feel like this an absolute beast. Just imposed my will on this game. I look at the stands and I'm like this, and everybody in the stands is like, nope, there's a flag right over there, dickhead. And it's just, God damn it.
Yeah, it's the way.
I just look like I did all that for no reason.
I remember we played in the preseason game this year, and we had a nice little drive in and out, played the Jets. Go down, end up scrambling like 15 yards, go score, hit the gritty.
Hit it clean too.
Some slight flag holding. We come back and we score the next play. Mm-hmm. And then I don't celebrate. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
We already been in here.
Fuck. I wasted my dance.
What you play?
Get his ass to do the gritty.
Oh my gosh.
I ain't doing no gritty.
Way. Why not?
Do the running man.
First of all, because I can't do it. I don't even know how to even.
He hits a clean running.
I'll do it together.
You're going to have to teach me.
When everyone does it together, you can do it.
We go out there for Monday night. I score a touchdown. If I rush a touchdown in, you got to meet me in the end zone. Don't come with me with the tired shit and trying to hug me. We're going to hit the gritty. We're going to hit the gritty.
Are you going to show me how to do the gritty?
We're going to do it together. We could even prepare.
But is there going to be like a coaching? Like, are we going to do this at some point during the week and figure out how to do it?
Yeah, we can.
Jason, just do the gritty. You've seen it done.
Bro, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Here we go.
Check my footwork.
Dad's not a part of the cool crowd, man.
The gritty, that's the Flyers mascot.
All right, man.
Is that the number two on McDonald's? On the menu.
Let me get that sausage gritty. One last thing.
Yeah.
Before we get you out of here, man. Each episode we shout out somebody that's taking their game to new heights, whether it's in the NFL or sports in general. So we're asking our first special guest in person interview to give us your new heights stamp of the week, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a special shout out to my alumni, Channelview High School football team.
Okay.
They're district champs, district champions. They won district for the first time, and I don't know how long. And I know the work that the coaches put in, the kids put in, so I'm proud of them.
Nice.
I know my dad's probably mad at me because, you know, all the things I've been able to do, I ain't get him one of those.
Couldn't get him the district championship.
is he still coaching?
Yeah, he's still coaching. Yeah, my brother coached for him. Brother played for him. As you know, I played for him. My best friend's working for him now, coaching with him. Shout out to those boys on the east side.
Shout out to Channel View, baby, for making it to districts, dog, and yes, winning sir. That thing.
What's the Channel View what?
Channel View Falcons. Channel View Falcons.
Let's go Falcons.
Let's go Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah it is.
We're taking state.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for coming. I can't thank you
appreciate
enough for taking
you.
The time.
Appreciate you
can't
for
thank you
me,
enough,
man.
Dog. Yeah. You made this one special, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Made it easy.
You
already fun,
know,
man.
You already know.
Made it easy, too.
Yes, sir.
The man, the myth, the legend, everybody, Jalen Hurts.
That wraps up our latest episode of New Heights. Big thank you to Jalen Hurts for stopping
Huge
by.
Thank you.
New episodes come out every Wednesday during the season. Watch and subscribe on YouTube to our New Heights channel. And listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, New Heights is a Jukes original presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment. Follow us on all social media platforms at New Heights Show. We're coming to you every single Wednesday. Please subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, say bye, Jason.
Bye.